Hello, good morning. My name is Kobidi and I present to pray that I'm so happy to be here. This morning I want us to pray a very powerful prayer. David said in Psalm 19, he said, keep your servants from presumptuous sins. He said, don't let them have dominion over me. And this Monday morning, I want this to be our prayer. There are certain sins that so easily entangles us, certain sins that wants to have dominion over us. But today, as we pray, I can assure you that you'll be touched by the power of God and you'll be delivered. Let's pray. Our Father in the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, precious Holy Spirit, for God we adore you. For we indeed are the maker of the heavens and the earth. You are the God that gives us peace, the God that gives us life. You are the God that answers us in the days of trouble. You are the God that ensures that your angels comes around us. For Father, today we have come into another atmosphere. We have come into an atmosphere where you want to bring deliverance to your sons and daughters. We have come into an atmosphere where the liberation power of yours will touch us. We have come into an atmosphere where you want to set us free. For Father, today we have come before you. We have come before the throne of grace. We have come to confess that, Father, sometimes we struggle. We have come to confess that, Lord, there are certain sins in our lives that wants to have dominion over us. We have come to confess that, Lord, there are certain sins that so easily entangles us. Father, though we don't delight in those sins, we always end up doing them. Though we don't delight in those sins, we always end up performing them. But Lord, today we have come before you because in your presence there's deliverance. The Bible says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. And today we have come to Mount Zion because that is where our deliverance lies. Father, we have come to pray like David. David said, deliver your servants from presumptuous sins. He said, don't let them have dominion over me. And Father, today we have come to say that, Lord God, any sin that wants to have dominion over us, we say in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, may you deliver us from such sins. Father, I pray and I say that in the name of Jesus, Father, may fornication not have dominion over us. May pornography not have dominion over us. May masturbation not have dominion over us. May lust, may alcoholism not have dominion over us. For the Bible says, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that many years ago, you delivered us from the bondage of sin. And we have come to take that authority that we have in you. For the Bible says, we have a blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. And Father, we say, may the precious blood of Jesus speak deliverance. Father, we say that we don't delight in those things, but we end up doing it. We don't delight in the fornication. Our inner man doesn't delight in the masturbation. We don't delight in pornography, but Father, we always end up doing it. But today we have come to call upon the name above every other name. For the Bible says that whoever shall call upon that name shall be saved. And Lord, today we cry from the depth of our hearts. We say, oh Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus the Son of God, deliver us. Deliver us from the fornication. Deliver us from the masturbation. Deliver us from the pornography. For Father, we can't help ourselves. But today we cry with a deep voice. Today we cry with a desperate voice. And we say, oh Lord God, may you cause your power to arise and set us free. For the fornication has kept us in bondage. The masturbation has kept us in bondage. The very good we want to do, we don't do them because you are in bondage. But you are the only one that can cause chains to be broken. You are the only one that can deliver us from sin. For the Bible says, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So, Father, today we say that in the name of Jesus, deliver us. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. And I say, may God deliver you from every sin that has been tormenting you. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. I say, any sin that wants to have dominion over you, I pray and I say that may God deliver you. Be it fornication, be it masturbation,
be it pornography, anything that wants to keep you bondage, I pray and I say, that may the power of God search you and set you free right now. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, according to the covenant that we have in Jesus Christ, I say you are delivered from every sin that wants to have dominion over you. Such sins from people against you. I decree and declare that you are free. Pornography will not be a stronghold anymore. Masturbation will not be a struggle anymore. Kapali mahashata, liko imarahasi so imanto ikatala manto, leka satali ile kola, le mahasunta ile mahapali kola pa, leka satali manto pa, aliko umalia satali mahasa, leka lapali mahasanta. Oh Lord God, uproot the seed of fornication, the seed of masturbation, of pornography. Father, uproot those things because they are not of you. Deliver us, O Lord God, and cause us to have our freedom again in you. We thank you for the mighty deliverance. This is many more we say. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. We thank God for his deliverance. My name is Kobede. I am happy to be here again. If you are here and you don't know Christ, I want you to do this after me. Say, Jesus, I come before you. I confess my sins. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Write my name in the book of life so that when I die, I'll be with you in heaven. Amen. You just listen to this prayer. Share and let God also bless someone. We meet again this coming Friday. Your week is blessed. Your week is filled. This week, your eyes will see good things. Your ears will hear good things. Go with the peace of God. It is by.